Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Many of God's people live a defeated life. I'm not saying they don't go to heaven. They do go to heaven because of the grace of God. Salvation is a gift, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. We can't earn salvation. Matter of fact, well, I was in the book of Romans earlier. The earlier part of the book of Romans said, the more you work, the more you owe. The more you think you have to work for your salvation, the farther you are from God, the more you owe. We cannot repay what God has done for us on Calvary. Salvation is a gift, not of works, lest any man should boast, but a bridal identity is earned. That's what the judgment seat of Christ is all about. And Thursday, we're going to look about that. People don't like to talk about that. We're not that the judgment seat of Christ does not determine whether we get into heaven or not. That was determined at the place when we placed our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Are y'all following? The judgment seat of Christ determines eternity for us, where we'll spend eternity. Let me put it this way. How we will spend eternity. We'll be in heaven forever and forever and forever. Praise God. But there are some, Jesus said this, and now I'm jumping into Thursday's lesson. If you're ashamed of me before men, what did Jesus say? I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. How many of God's people are ashamed of Jesus today? I'm talking about saved people. They wouldn't tell nobody about Jesus as a light because they're embarrassed or scared or whatever. Are y'all thought the word ashamed literally means they're red-faced. And remember, Jesus said that, not me. He's talking his if you're ashamed of me before men, I'm gonna be ashamed of you. Not everybody who enters into heaven will hear these words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Did you get what I just said? They get to heaven because God saved them. They place their faith in trust. But not everybody who enters into heaven, they don't live an abundant life. Jesus gave them life, and he came that they could have it more abundantly, live a victorious life. And I say all that, say this, there's going to be people who are saved on this earth right now who will not rule and reign with Christ. That's determined at the judgment seat of Christ, the bema seat of Christ. I really throwed a lot of y'all, hadn't I? Again, I'm not talking about salvation. That's a gift. You don't earn it. A bridal identity. Revelation chapter number 19. Hold your place there, and I'm about done. Turn, I want you to see something. Revelation 19, I want you to see it with your own eyes. Verse number 7 and 8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Who is the him? Jesus. Every time we have a wedding here, I'll never forget. Me and Latrice will be married 40 years. June 14th, you're coming back June 14th on our anniversary. I remember staying here 40 years ago, June 14th, 40 years ago. Me and Daddy walked out of this door, had a whole bunch of, me and Daddy stood here. The groomsmen came this way, the bridesmaid came this way. But when Latrice, the most beautiful woman in the world, I married the most beautiful woman in the world. When she walked down that aisle, everyone stood. When me and Daddy came in, nobody paid attention to us. But when the bride came in, what does everybody do? They stand. And she was and still is the most beautiful. She came down and I said, wow, thank you, Lord. And all attention was on her. But at this wedding, the attention won't be on her. It'll be on him. Ain't that neat? And give glory to honor to him, for the marriage of Lamb has come. Now notice, and I got to quit. And his wife hath made herself ready. Don't miss that. Her wife hath made herself ready. In other words, she prepared herself for this wedding. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. And notice this phrase: for the fine linen is the righteousness of who? Saints. It does not say the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God places us in heaven. Our righteousness is filthy rags. Are you following? Only way we get to heaven is when we are clothed with the righteousness of God. That's what gets us to heaven. But this is something completely different. This righteousness, the Bible says, is the righteous deeds or acts of the saints. She's prepared herself. And I got to quit. How many saved people today aren't getting ready for his coming back? Are y'all following? That's why I'm scared for these preachers who are preaching this heresy that Jesus cannot come in any moment. That's heresy. Amen, preacher. They tell you that Jesus is going to come sometime in the tribulation or after. That's heresy. I'm telling you, you better be ready. You prepare yourself for the coming. Let me give you this and I'm done. Are y'all mad at me? And I'm not mad. I'm trying to help you. If we knew that Jesus is going to come sometime in the middle of tribulation or the end of tribulation, if I got something, my head is just spinning right now. When we were in Kenya, Africa, Ernie could tell you about this. We lived in a place called Kakamega. And the roads were terrible, terrible. Potholes everywhere. But President, I met him. We met him, had prayer with him. What's his name? Not Carter, in Kenya. Who? Moy. President Moy, Daniel Moy. We met, we had prayer with him. Anyway, that's actually when we met him, had prayer with the president of Kenya. When they knew he was coming, you know what they did? They got those roads that was potholes. They fixed those roads so that when he's coming over that road, he's not, Ernie, am I telling the truth? So help me. We knew when he was coming because they were fixing those roads. First John tells us, little children, keep your life pure that you won't be ashamed at his coming. Are y'all following? We need to live like Jesus Christ died yesterday. He rose this morning and he's coming today. Amen. And I ain't even got preaching yet. I can't stand heresy. I'm not saying can't stand the people. I love everybody. Don't get me wrong. But I can't stand heresy. Amen. And if you believe anything different, I'm trying to be nice. We've got a couple visitors here. You are wrong. And for these preachers who know better, they should know better because they got, and they're supposed to be preachers of God's word, and they study, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. I promise you, Jesus is. Is this going out on radio? I'm going to get some letters. The apostles rule, the resurrected saints rule, and let me finish this, I'm done. Do you know we're going to get a new name in the millennium? Revelation chapter number 2, and I'm done. Just a little tidbit for you. Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him which overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receives. I know Melissa down here is Melissa Vickers, but when Melissa gets to heaven, I hope she goes to heaven. Melissa, you're going to heaven, ain't you? Yeah, okay. When Melissa's in heaven, God's going to give Melissa, the Bible says, a stone, and written on it is a new name, a special name between her. When I was born, Mom and Dad named me Walter Clyde Lanier Jr. When I get to heaven, you're still going to know me as Walter Clyde Lanier Jr. By the way, people say, do you think we're going to know each other in heaven? Of course we're going to know each other in heaven. Why do you think we're going to be more stupider in heaven than we are here on earth? I don't want to know Danny Zito. Are you going to heaven, brother? I sure hope you are. Okay. I want to know Danny in heaven. But Jesus is going to give him a new name. Isn't that interesting? Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? The Bible says, let me give you one more I've done. And I told this in the Bible study class, and I'm done. Do you know that there will be one language in eternity? Zephaniah chapter number 3, it talks about that. That there will be a pure language, a one language. Remember the Tower of Babel? Babylon? Genesis chapter 11, I think it was, I'm going fast. Genesis chapter 11, the Bible says the earth has had one language. God scattered them because they started talking Swahili and Japanese and Filipino and English. Whatever, God scattered them. But in eternity, they're going to be one, the Bible calls it a pure language. I'm going to speak one language. What is it going to be? I don't know. Will it be Hebrew? I don't know. It's whatever God gives the whole world one language. Ain't that interesting? Some of y'all will look at me like I'm a nut. I may be a nut, but I'm going to go right bold.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.